Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast. Read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Details on NPS Social Studies Curriculum Recommendations by Christy Gibson. At the May 11th school committee meeting, Eva Hughes, Newton's Director of Humanities, presented recommendations from the Social Studies Curriculum Committee. Both she and committee member Jason Pardwaj described her as an army of one half, since she oversees history, social sciences, and fine and performing arts for pre-K through 12th grade across the entire district. One of her recommendations was to add social studies teacher leader positions at the elementary and middle school levels to help address that staffing gap. For grades K through 2, the main recommendation is to pilot the Children Discovering Justice curriculum in the 2027 to 2028 school year. Hughes explained that social studies gets very few instructional minutes, none designated in kindergarten and only 23 minutes in other early grades. The current curriculum is 25 years old and doesn't align with the state's 2018 History and Social Science framework. The committee chose to focus on civic action as the fundamental priority, and the Children Discovering Justice curriculum was selected for its strength in that area. Hughes called it a standard bearer in Massachusetts, with high-quality materials vetted by the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. However, the curriculum only covers about one quarter of the kindergarten standards, and the committee will continue exploring resources to address the remaining content areas. For grades 3 through 7, the recommendation centers on the Investigating History curriculum, an open-source, inquiry-based program created by Massachusetts teachers with state support and used by over 100 districts statewide. A rollout had been underway before Superintendent Nolan arrived, but she paused it due to the heavy lift of the EL curriculum rollout happening simultaneously. For elementary grades, a pilot is recommended for 2027 to 2028. For middle school, where the curriculum has already been partially introduced but implemented inconsistently, the recommendation is to create system-wide expectations, including essential units, common assessments, and pacing guidelines. Dr. Nolan noted that teachers have invested years in this curriculum and the district doesn't want to reverse course. It will come before the school committee for a formal vote next year. Committee member Victor Lee raised concerns from Asian and Jewish community members about the content of Investigating History. Dr. Nolan said directives from the State Committee on Anti-Semitism are expected and will likely require supplementary resources. It was unclear whether this would be a statewide or Newton-specific effort. Dr. Nolan was firm that while the district values parent feedback, it is the district that makes curriculum recommendations to the school committee, not individuals or parent groups. For eighth grade, which is designated for civics education, the recommendation is to build a shared curriculum framework covering landmark Supreme Court cases and state and local government, along with refining the required civic action project for greater consistency across schools. At the high school level, instructional quality was identified as a core strength, but pacing discrepancies were flagged as a challenge. The recommendation is to create an internal scope and sequence for grades 9 through 11, identifying essential content and non-negotiable units. Hughes noted the challenge of covering 4 years of standards in 3 years, given the prominence of senior electives like American Studies, Ethnic Heritage courses, and Ethical Theory. Committee member Ben Schlesinger asked about teaching contemporary topics without telling students what to think. Hughes said, "This is the central challenge for social studies teachers and that they're seeking professional development to help navigate discussions on current issues." Dr. Nolan added that common curriculum helps by providing curated resources and that existing school committee policies govern how outside materials and speakers are brought into classrooms. Mayor Laredo asked about procedures for evaluating pacing. Dr. Nolan indicated that common benchmarks across all grade levels and subjects are a Year 5 goal in the strategic plan, while the mayor said he'd like to see reasonable progress before then. Committee member Tamika Olszewski shared that her twins in high school had highly varied experiences and that consistency would be welcomed by many families. During public comment, a 10th grader from Newton North spoke about the value of the Understanding Our Differences program. particularly its representation of adults living with disabilities who visited as speakers. She urged the district to bring that program back. For the full article and more details, visit figcitynews.com. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening.